This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation, and the patient name is Stephanie Lynch, Stephanie Lynch. Date of birth 11/14/1963. Date of appointment November 10th, 2023. Requesting physician Mamoon Das, M-A-M-O-O-N-D-A-A-S. Dear Dr. Das, I have the pleasure of seeing Stephanie Lynch today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 59 year old, right-handed Caucasian woman who came to my office with her sister. She has a history of schwannoma on the right side for the last 5 years. Recently in April, she found 3 new lesions which disappeared on the recent CT scan. She has fallen many times. She had sciatica and spinal fusion. She has a spinal stimulator which cannot be taken out. She cannot walk. She is wheelchair bound. She can speak and understand. She can see easily. She uses right upper extremity. Left upper extremity is paralyzed. Both lower extremity, she can wiggle only toes. She came on a stretcher. She has a memory issue also. Past medical history. History of COVID-19, asthma. Normal pressure, hydrocephalus, vitamin B deficiency. Cognitive impairment, fibromyalgia, depression, vitamin D deficiency, history of UTI. Post-concussion syndrome, recurrent falls, sciatica, past surgical history, back surgery, acoustic neuroma removal, hearing issue, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, imipenem, bisacodyl, gabapentin 600 milligram 3 times daily, acetaminophen, duloxetine 60 milligram daily, baclofen 20 milligram daily. Please rewrite in the allergy penicillin. Socialist, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She lives in the nursing home. Family history not available. The review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is cannot walk. She came in on a stretcher. She cannot use left upper extremity. Physical examination, blood pressure 160 over 95, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lung clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, next apple. There is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. There is no jaundice, cyanosis, edema, neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is a mild right facial droop present. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Spasticity present. Motor system examination. Right upper extremity 545. Left upper extremity 4 over 5, lower extremity is 0 over 5, except she is moving the toes. Deep tender reflex is 2 over 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed absent pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Assessment and plan. 59-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, probable demyelinating disease. Number two, diplegia. Number three, chronic pain syndrome. Number four, spasticity. Number five, degenerative intervertebral disc in the lumbar spine. Number six, depression. Number seven, probably normal pressure, hydrocephalus. Next paragraph. Ideally, she need MRI of the brain with contrast, but it cannot be possible because of the spinal stimulator. Spinal tap probably can be done to rule out demyelinating disease. Patient already had all the workup done in Albany Medical Center many years ago in the Department of Neurology. I do not have record of that. I will suggest that patient should follow up with the Albany Medical Center Neurology. Or if they can get a record for me from the Albany Medical Center, which is old record. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office for as needed basis. even though we will diagnose the demyelinating disease, she is already bedbound. I don't know with any medication we can improve with her quality of living.